Welcome everybody. Shin number 1453. We're learning today. Lilin Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbanan Zizel. Lilin Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha Lufur Shlema Rafal Avram Nisanel Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Achana L'chol. Okay, we are trying to finish up Bezras Hashem and then to move on to some different inyanim. We'll try and talk about the Surim of Vidaber Dava, what a person could speak on Shabbos, what not, and some other various different interesting inyanim to go through. So we're just going through the Sefer Machain L'Shiftecha and some touch-ups in the end of Hachana. So he says in conjunction, first of all, in our Simen Shin Chav Gimel, which has been basically our Simen we've been working on, besides the Talis, folding the Talis and all that, a little bit was Shin Beis. So he says like this in Simen Shin Chav Gimel in Ois Lamed Ches V'loche, the question was like this. If a person has a lot of, you have a lot of dishes, right? And you don't know which one. I have 10 dishes. I'm going to use 3. I don't know which ones, right? But whatever. Let's say fish plates, right? 10 fish plates. I don't know with this fish plate, that fish plate. I might use this, that. So then we said you could wash it in a way that you're allowed to wash on Shabbos, right? Of course, no hot water, no hard soap. We spoke about all that. So he just gives an example, just giving some various different examples here. He brings down a lamaches. V'lochin mishi yesh lehabri orchim b'leil Shabbos. Somebody had a lot of guests, right, on Friday night. V'hishtamish b'harbei kelim, and they use a lot of the dishes, a lot of the fish plates and a lot of the meat plates or whatever. U'v'abayker lo yitzarech rak l'kama mehem. So now the question is, let's say somebody made Sheva Brachas, a good day from these type of things, let's say whatever the case is. So they had a lot of people Friday night, but by the Shabbos meal, the day meal, they're going to have less. They'll have, let's say, half or whatever the case is. So, but they have all those dishes in the sink, and they need them, but they're only going to need, let's say, like half of them, right? But they'll need like half of the fish plates, half of the meat plates, or whatever the case is. So he brings down. So one would be allowed to wash all of them. Again, in a way that's allowed, one is allowed to wash dishes, you would be allowed to wash all of them. On each one of those plates, or each one of those forks and knives, or whatever it is that you're washing over there, right? Maybe this one I'll need, maybe that one I'll need, right? And let's say 20 people at night, and by day I'm having 10 people, right? So I need half of all the same dishes, all exactly the same, and those are the ones that I need on the sink. So you could wash all of them because I might need this, might need that. So that's an interesting example that he brings down, which could come up, quite often. Okay, well, we're just trying to, he just applies them to various cases, which are very important. A lot of times these halachas, we want to have as many practical applications as possible. It's important to, understand that. So then he brings down, we spoke about a while back also, a little bit of a harama, which is, in other words, yesh misha kasev eitza lemisha eina reitza in lamed tes. Yesh misha kasev We said if you have, say, 5 dishes over there, right, so you don't want to have to wait till Moitzei Shabbos. So, to make sure, try and use one of them. Not to try, to use one of them. To wash all of them. But he says it's not so pashut, some sfarim bring it down like that. Not so simple to do that. So one should be careful, but he says, "Amnam im miyadeya betchila, bevade beezer kli yishdamish ein hatel ladiach kol hakelim." If a person knows for sure, I'm going to use exactly the fish plate. I have a soup plate. I have a dish plate. That type of plate. The other type of plate. Then I know exactly. "Amnam im miyadeya betchila, bevade beezer kli yishdamish." I know exactly which kli, which plate I'm going to be using. Then ein hatel ladiach kol hakelim. Then you can't go ahead and just wash all the dishes. It's only whereby I don't know, right? I have 5. And I don't know, maybe this, maybe that. It's a real case of where you don't know which one you're going to use. Okay, so then we said it's all fine. But if a person knows, right, to have a soup plate, then I'm going to eat a piece of fish. So why are you washing the soup plate? Well, you're going to put the fish in the soup plate. So, a person has to use, as they say in English, common sense. You can't go, as they say, pulling shtick, as they say. That's what he says. "Amnam miyadeya betchila bevadai be'ezer kli yishtamish ein hetel adiach kol hakelim." Then you can't wash all the kelim. Just wash the one you need, and that's all. If you have 2 fish plates, okay, you can wash the 2 fish plates, but not just to stam wash all the kelim. One has to be extremely careful with these halachas. Okay, so he applies that halacha also, which we just mentioned. Very interesting how he does it. In Mem Aleph, he says, V'lochen hanehagim devlel Shabbos mekadeshim kol anshei habayis. If somebody, for whatever reason, either a minig or they had those type of people over, that they have such a minig that each one has their own cup and each one makes their own kiddush. Let's say v'lochen hanehagim devlel Shabbos mekadeshim kol anshei habayis. Everybody's making their own kiddush of a boika, but in the morning you have other people who let's say their minig is just a balabas is going to make kiddush and that's it. V'boika mekadesh rak roish habayis. Right. So at night you had the 10 people, whatever, everybody made their own kiddush. Fine, for whatever the reason was, but the by day, when I'm having by day, I'm going to have a couple of people, and maybe not so many people, and the Rosh Habayis, the head of the household, is going to make Kiddush, and that's it, only him. So, could I go and wash all the Kiddush cups? No. So, lo yadiach b'leil Shabbos, kol ha-koyses shel kesef. You can't go ahead and wash all the Kiddush cups. Right, you only need that one for the head of the household, his cup, right? The harei roish habayis yeshle gavaya miyuchad shemakadesh alav. He has his own cup. He has his own kiddush cup, right? And usually the balabas, the head of the household, usually has their own kiddush cup. Play kaddish al kois acheres, and he's not going to use other kiddush cups. You have as they say in English, spare kiddush cups. You give out to other people. But that's only if they're making their own kiddush. But in this case, you know, everybody made their own kiddush Friday night, and the head of the household is going to be making his kiddush for everybody Shabbos morning, right? So then you could only wash his kiddush cup. That's it. You can't go washing. Yeah, well, I might use this cup, my exact cup. You're going to use one cup. He has his own cup. He has his own specified cup. So you can't wash all the cups. You wash his cup, unless he says, "Avli yesh makilim the klei kesev lulim les kalkal im eimadichim kesev takeif." So we spoke about last time, if you have such a type of a silver cup or whatever, whereby it gets ruined if you don't wash it out right away, there are certain cases like that, and then that's a different story, because you don't want to have it ruined. But if you know that it's not going to get ruined if you don't wash it right away, so then you can wash everything. You just wash the one cup that he needs for Kiddush, and all the other cups that everybody else used that night, not cups, we're talking about Kiddush cups, right? Regular cups, we said, is okay because people want to drink from, right? If you know that people will be drinking. But over here, it's a Kiddush cup, the beches that are in the sink, right? All the beches you can't wash, only the one for the head of the household. As far as the beches goes, not the regular cups whereby people want to drink, that we said is one could wash because people want to take a drink, or you never know who's going to drink, take another drink. But the regular becher, you make one time kiddush in the morning, and that's it. For what do you need the becher? Nobody uses the becher usually for shalosh shudis and so on. All right, so that's that halacha. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kultuv.